Planning a weekend is like planning a vacation. You have to know where you want to go and how you want to get there. That's where Things to Do comes in as your weekend guide to good times. If you're a film buff, the Philadelphia Film Festival is where you should start. The 32nd annual festival goes from tonight through October 29th. The opening night film is American Fiction, starring Jeffrey Wright, one of the year's most anticipated movies. You can purchase passes for the entire festival or for individual movies. We'll have that info on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. If celebrating culture is your thing, head to the Day of the Dead celebrations happening this month. Though the Mexican holiday, which honors the dearly departed, is officially celebrated in November, Philly is getting a head start. The Penn Museum's annual celebration, Culture Fest, Dia de los Muertos, happens on Saturday starting at 11 a.m. The family-friendly event includes dance music and an enormous ofrenda installation. At FDR Park, the Gran Fiesta de los Muertos includes a sugar skull-making workshop, face painting, and an illuminated bicycle performance. The event goes from 6 to 9 p.m. From the Day of the Dead to the Undead, Dracula returns to the Philadelphia area. Josh Hitchens portrays the legendary vampire in his one-man show, Stoker's Dracula, based completely on the 1897 book. The Ebenezer Maxwell Museum is host to four performances from Friday through Sunday.
The artistic dream of its founders, to create a theater of excellence concentrating primarily on themes of black life, is a reality. The Negro Ensemble Company boasts a total of more than 40 major theater awards. It has produced over 200 new plays. More than 4,000 men and women in all areas of theater arts have passed through its doors, including most of the best and best known black actors in television and film.
While we're on esteemed theater performers, the Negro Ensemble Company is mounting a production at the Annenberg. They're the 2023-2024 Artist in Residence at Penn Live Arts. No Policy, No Justice is the world premiere of 2 one-act plays by black female playwrights. Elevator Not Necessary and Breathe were commissioned in response to the issue of gun violence in communities of color. There are 3 performances on Friday and Saturday. You still have time to pick up tickets to see British singer Jessie Ware. She's at Union Transfer tonight on the That Feels Good tour. The show starts at 8 p.m.
Jerry, are you in this hassle with the crazy one here? All right.
Jerry Blavitt.
And what do you do, sir?
Geeter with the heater.
This man is probably the most prominent young people's disc jockey in the city of Philadelphia in Camden, New Jersey.
One thing you can count on Philly to do is come together to support one of their own. Jerry Blavitt died in January, but the love the city has for him continues. On Saturday night, several of his musician friends will perform at the Academy of Music for a tribute in his honor. Darlene Love, The Happenings, Low Cut Connie, and The Intruders featuring Phil Gay are just a few of the artists paying homage to the geeter with the heater, the boss with the hot sauce. The show is on Saturday night at 8 p.m. We're nearing the end of this week's Things to Do, but not before we let you know that Sir Paul McCartney is getting his own tribute. The McCartney Experience is at City Winery on Sunday night, fronted by Jed Duval. He's right-handed, but taught himself to play left-handed guitar just like Paul. It's the authenticity for us. The show starts at 7:30. Our time is up, but we'll be back next week with more things to do. If you missed anything or want to hear about more events, including where Debbie Allen will be in Delaware this weekend, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
Never ever get out.